Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the TD podcast, which stands for
Tour Dylan Podcast.
And today we're going to be talking about the documentary The 7-5 and the TED Talk called The Psychology of Evil by Philip Zimbardo.
All right, so today we're going to be kind of just comparing the two and talking about what the two have in common. So we'll just start off right with the bat. And if Dr. Zimbardo from the TED Talk were to view the 7-5, which was made by Taylor Russell, he would have thought that the police officers in the documentary were evil.
He would also refer to the following three scenarios to prove his point. Kenny's 15-volt moment, how Michael Dowd and Kenny willingly joined forces with the Diaz and his drug organization in order to earn more money, and
how fellow cops didn't turn each other in. This was proven by the fact that Michael Dowd refused to implicate any NYPD officers during his testimony except himself.
Now, Kenny's 15-volt moment took place when Dowd told the civilians that their flat had been robbed and took the $100 bill himself.
He later on gave it to Kenny, who took the bill. This was an example of not only a 15-volt moment, but Dowd trying to prove himself as being a good cop, since he took in the money for himself and gave it to Kenny, and that was like the cop code kind
of. Yeah, for sure, I see that. And according to Dr. Zimbardo, all evil starts with 15 volts. This proves true here, since Kenny had not realized that he had done any evil, but this $100 bill was the gateway towards the pair's future crimes.
What would you have done if you were Kenny? Would you have taken the $100 bill?
Personally, yeah, I think I would have. It's free $100 bills, you know, and you get that extra money on top of your extra pay.
But think about it, like, that was just the start of something much greater than that's the $100 true. Bill, you know? That's that like, is true. It was like their gateway drug, if you were to put it. So, I don't think I would have done the same, but anyways, moving on to the second point. Dowd and Kenny had learned about an opportunity to earn money through Diaz's drug organization, where they would basically be informants for the drug lord.
This meant that giving him a heads up on any raids or leads that the NYPD had against Diaz.
Mike was even quoted saying that Diaz had police escorts from Mike himself and Kenny, which is absurd. Like,
yeah, that is crazy. And by doing so, Dowd and Kenny managed to earn themselves $8,000 a week on top of their cop pay to protect the organization.
Yeah, this deal between them ties in directly to Dr. Zimbardo's quote, which was, if you give people power without oversight, it's a prescription for abuse.
And, oh, it was abused. Dowd and Kenny never had any supervision. It was always just the two of them riding solo without the fear of backlash from a superior cop, since ratting out other cops was against the norm, no matter if their doings were illegal or legal.
Just imagine being in Mike's position, you know, like, coming to work every day doing illegal when you're supposed to stop the illegal.
Being a police officer, you're trying to serve and protect when they're just doing illegal stuff.
And coming on to our third scenario, the fact that fellow cops never snitched on each other was proven true when Michael Dowd refused to implicate any NYPD officers other than himself during his testimony.
Yeah, during his whole testimony, he never mentioned anyone else. It was only him, which is pretty interesting. And this bro code among the cops was a perfect way for corrupt cops to continue their illegal activities without any repercussions at all.
This whole cop code would have gone hand in hand with Zimbardo's 7 social processes that greased the slippery slope of evil, especially the 6th process, which was the uncritical conformity to group norms.
Yeah, and the group norm was that you wouldn't snitch on any others, and they didn't. So they confirmed for him.
Do you think this still happens today?
Oh, I definitely think so. Especially in cities or countries as in like Mexico. Yeah. It happens all the time.
What about Canada? Like, no Canada, offense, Mr. Fitton. Like.
Canada, I think it does happen to a certain extent, but not nearly as much as countries such as Mexico.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. And after discussing these points and examples, I would definitely agree with the fact that Dr. Zimbardo would have thought that the NYPD officers of the 7-5 precinct were evil. What about you?
I definitely agree with that. By looking at the two, you can see how they correlate with each other.
Yeah, like, even I think they're evil.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
An example from Dr. Zimbardo's TED Talk where the evil prison guards were like abusing the prisoners, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
That's like the same thing what Mike and Kenny were doing. They were just abusing their powers for their own personal satisfaction.
Exactly, yeah, the $8,000 a month. And you could see in the video on the TED Talk, they were just had their thumbs up when these prisoners were suffering. They were bleeding all over the place.
Yeah, that's like cruel.
Mm-hmm.
How do you think this abuse could have been avoided, like in Mike and Kenny's case?
Well, I definitely think, like, someone should have been there to tell them that this was wrong. Like a hero. Yeah. That, like, a hero could... It would be the antidote for evil. Yeah. Like what Dr. Zimbardo said.
I feel like if they, like, kind of, like, abolish this whole cop code type thing...
Mm-hmm, yeah.
It'll be perfectly fine. But, again, like, that's just, like... It's like the bro code, you know? You're not going to tell, like... You're not going to tell the boss that somebody's doing wrong.
Yeah.
Because who knows? What if you're doing wrong? They're going to snitch you out, too.
That's true. Well, thank you all for listening to our podcast, and we'll catch you all later time. Bye-bye.